This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The other day it was Germany's Audi, this week Mercedes, and now Japan. Today China levied more than $200 million in fines against a dozen Japanese auto parts companies. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is on the line from Shanghai with some context here. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, I think these were the largest fines on foreign companies in China since the government there rolled out new antitrust laws, what was it, about 6 years ago now?
Yep. And, you know, part of China's economic reform package is a push to regulate these big ticket industries like the country's auto market, which is now the world's largest. And part of this is to dole out big penalties for companies who are engaged in price fixing.
Now, this car parts and maintenance investigation seems to be focused on foreign companies. We've seen China's government target foreign companies in other industries this year as well. What do you think? Is this another case of let's pick on foreign companies?
Yeah, you know, some industry insiders are really griping about this. You know, this year China's gone after foreign pharmaceutical companies, foreign PR firms, you name it. But this investigation into the auto industry began 3 years ago. And when you look at the cost of foreign auto parts and automobiles here in China, it is surprising how much more expensive these things cost here. I spoke to CLSA analyst Scott LaPrice about this today, and here's how he framed the investigation.
If we look at it from a U.S.-style consumer protectionist view, what would you think if you found out your car was being sold two, three, four, you know, in the case of some cars, five times more expensive in another country? Aren't you taking advantage of that country?
So, David, in some ways, you know, this investigation into the auto industry in China is an effort on the government's part to try and protect Chinese consumers. You know, they are the largest and fastest rising consumer group in the world, and they're starting to demand more safeguards from unfair business practices.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, David.